Transportation management. In today's fast-paced environment with tough global competition, organizations are targeting customers far and wide. Effective and efficient supply and distribution can be a competitive advantage for an organization. One of the cornerstones of achieving this distribution goal is transportation management. As defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, transportation management is the process of executing requirements for the planning, scheduling, and budgeting of transportation assets, services, and related systems of the shipping process through delivery. Transportation management starts with network design and consideration of trade-offs, as illustrated in Exhibit 7-25. The later steps are execution steps. Exhibit 7-25, Transportation Management Process. The transportation management process is driven by the overall logistics strategy. The logistics strategy delineates transportation's role in accomplishing the three critical objectives of logistics: reduced operating cost, reduced operating capital, and increased customer service. The next step in the transportation management process is determining whether the established costs, rates, and prices are valid and are in alignment with the overall logistics plan. The management of transportation costs involves determining the fixed or constant costs for all forms of transportation equipment, dock and yard management, materials handling equipment, labor, railroad right-of-way, waterway docks, taxes, and others. These costs are constant regardless of the business volume. Variable costs, on the other hand, are closely related to the volume of business. Examples are fuel, labor, and vehicle maintenance. Rates, or tariffs, are published prices for for-hire transport based on volume, distance, or demand. Pricing is another model used to determine the cost of a shipment. The cost of transportation is based on volume and distance. Exhibit 7-26 illustrates the relationship between volume and distance when applying them to constant and variable costs. As you can see in the exhibit, the fixed cost is just that, fixed. The variable cost rises with either increased volume or distance. Therefore, the total cost of transportation also escalates as the volume and distance increase. Exhibit 7-26, Cost of Transportation. The choice of transport mode and carrier is the next step in the transportation management process. After the modes and carriers are selected for each type of good, the organization moves to transportation routing and scheduling. The purpose is to validate whether shipment deliveries and service performance are optimal. Vehicle scheduling is the selection of which customer orders are to be delivered by a single vehicle on a route. Vehicle routing establishes the sequence in which the selected customer orders are to be delivered. Once the shipment has been delivered, the organization shifts its attention to managing the post-shipment functions. Functions that are part of this step in the process include completing the necessary documentation, auditing and validating the shipment invoices, tendering payment to carriers. If there are issues or exceptions, time and money are spent generating and reviewing claims for reimbursable losses due to such events as shipment loss, damage, loss due to delay, and overcharging. The final step in the transportation management process is the collection and analysis of transportation performance information. Transportation mode and carrier selection. Transportation modes include air, road, rail, water, ocean, and inland waterway, pipeline, and intermodal transport, for example, mixed modes. Within these modes, there are many subtypes and numerous individual carriers. Transportation can include an internally owned fleet, but more often these are third-party services. The individual organizations providing transportation services are called carriers. The objective of transportation mode and carrier selection is to determine whether the selections are optimal by weighing them against the target of achieving the lowest total cost at the targeted level of customer service. When an organization is selecting the best mode of transport, several performance factors are considered, and these can involve trade-offs such as higher speed requiring higher cost. For example, air is much faster but has a very high cost. Speed, how quickly products can get between supply chain points. Completeness and accessibility. Ability to move product from one location to the next without the use of another mode of transport. Ability to efficiently access various terminals for pickups, deliveries, or mode changes. Dependability. Ability to meet on-time delivery schedules. Capability and capacity. Ability of the transport mode to handle the product type, liquid, gas, cold goods, perishables, etc., at the required volume levels. quality, and safety. Ability to deliver goods without damage to the goods or endangering drivers or the community. Frequency, how often the transport mode will need to pick up / drop off goods. Cost, the amount the shipper or customer must pay for the service. These characteristics are then aligned with the type and quantity of product being shipped, the required lead time, the distances involved between the origin-destination pairings, and special factors such as need for refrigeration or high security. Carriers can be selected that are willing to engage in partnerships to reduce risks related to quality or dependability. However, in many cases, carriers can be considered a type of commodity and are selected primarily on price. Additional selection criteria will be associated with their capabilities, such as shipment capacity and limits on length of haul. Transportation trade-offs. The transportation planner must be knowledgeable in many areas. The following factors drive transportation planning activities and serve as the basis for other transportation management decisions. The precise impact of each factor varies depending on market and product characteristics. Vehicle profitability. One of the key factors that impacts profitability is vehicle return. If the return trip does not have any cargo, it is called deadheading. When empty return movements occur, labor, fuel, and maintenance costs are usually charged against the original shipment. The ideal situation is to achieve two-way or balanced movement of loads. Liability. This includes product characteristics that can result in damage and may be a result of perishability or improper packaging for the given mode. Most organizations use special insurance to protect against damage or theft of cargo, vehicles, and/or fuel. Increased insurance coverage will increase the cost of transportation. Volume. The transport cost per unit of weight decreases as load size increases. These economies of scale occur because the fixed costs, pickup, delivery, administration, are spread over more weight. Planners try to consolidate small loads into larger loads to maximize scale economies. Distance. Distance is a major influence on transportation costs because it directly contributes to labor, fuel, and maintenance. The further the distance, the more the fixed costs, for example, terminal fees, salary, driver costs, administration, documentation can be distributed over that distance, and certain other efficiencies, for example, better fuel efficiency and truck utilization, allow offering a lower per mile or per kilometer rate. This is called the tapering rate shown in Exhibit 7-27 and defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a rate structure in which a shipping rate increases as the distance shipped increases, but the increases are not directly correlated to the increase in the distance shipped. For example, when shipping goods by truck 100 miles, the cost might be $500 or $5 per mile. The same truck carrying the same cargo 600 miles might charge, say, $2,000 or $3.33 per mile. Exhibit 7-27, Tapering Rate, Stowability. This refers to how product dimensions fit into transportation equipment. Odd package sizes and shapes, as well as excessive size or length, may not fit well in transportation equipment, resulting in wasted cubic capacity. Although density, see below, and stowability are similar, it is possible to have items with similar densities that stow very differently. Items having rectangular shapes are much easier to stow than odd-shaped items. For example, while steel blocks and rods may have the same physical density, rods are more difficult to stow than blocks because of their length and shape. Handling. Special handling equipment may be required to load and unload trucks, trailers, rail cars, or ships. In addition to any special handling equipment, how products are physically grouped together in boxes or pallets may also impact the handling cost. Density. This factor is a combination of weight and space. Vehicles are typically more constrained by cubic capacity than by weight. Since the actual vehicle, labor, and fuel expenses are not dramatically influenced by weight, higher density products allow fixed transport costs to be spread across more weight. As a result, higher density products are typically assessed lower transport costs per unit of weight.